How are we to tell all of these buttons and whatnot apart since we can't see them? Archibald asked. And on the Speely screen, we could see his eyes wandering around uselessly as he felt his way around the inside of the stump. Most of them are a keyboard for entering alphanumeric data with the fingertips. Saman will be able to use it immediately. The rest of us will have to hunt and peck.
So, I asked, overall, what do you think? How does it feel?
Surprisingly comfortable.
As you've noticed, the suit touches you in relatively few places, Jessery said. That is for comfort, and so that your core temp can be regulated by a simple air conditioning system.
Obviates the tube garment that the Ward of Heaven had to wear. But where it touches you, it really grabs you. Say the words, sanitary elimination cycle commence.
Sanitary elimination cycle commence, Archibald repeated,
with trepidation rising as he climbed to the end of this ungainly phrase. The words sanitary elimination cycle appeared on a status panel below the spiele of his face. His eyes got wide.
Oh my God,
he exclaimed. Everyone laughed.
Care to explain what's going on? Jessery said.
Those airbags you pointed out to me earlier, they inflated. Around my waist and upper thighs.
Your pelvic region is now completely isolated from the rest of the suit, Jessery said.
I'll say.
You can do whatever needs doing.
I believe we can skip that part of the demonstration, Fra Jessery.
Have it your way. Say, sanitary elimination cycle conclude.
Archibald said it, and we got to have another laugh as we saw and heard his reaction.
I'm being sprayed with warm water, fore and aft.
Yes, boys and girls get the same treatment, like it or not, Jessery said.
Jessery now hauled down a thick hose that was part of the donning rig and jacked it into a not very dignified part of the suit's anatomy.
We don't have the infinite vacuum of space to draw on, so we fake it.
He hit a switch and a vacuum cleaner howled for several seconds.
More comedy on the Speely screen.
Archibald informed us that he was now being vigorously air-dried. Then,
it's over. The bag's deflated.
We know,
Saman said, reading the status panel.
You spend some air every time you do this, so use it sparingly, Jessery cautioned us. But the point is, as long as the tender is up and running, we can live in these things for a long time, I said.
Yeah.
This suit is altogether different from that worn by the Warden of Heaven, Fra Osa pointed out.
More sophisticated.
Beautifully machined, I said, wishing Cord could be here to admire the huge ring bearing that encircled Archibald's waist just below the threshold of the back door, making it possible for him to swivel his hips and shoulders independently.
It is literally unbelievable, was Archibald's verdict. As highly as I rate our Fras and Sewers of the Convox, I can't believe they could have designed something of such complexity on such short notice.
They didn't, Jessery said.
This suit was designed, down to the last detail, 26 centuries ago.
For the big nugget? Saman asked.
Exactly. And that Convox had several years to devote to it. The plans were achieved at St. Rab's and preserved during the Third Sack by Fras and Sewers, who carried the books around on their backs their whole lives. Last year, when the geometers dropped into orbit around Arb, there was a whole round of vocos that we at Edhar never heard about, just to dump talent into restarting the program. Money was spent on an inconceivable scale to build these. He slapped Archibald's shoulder. And those. He waved at the Magnifique. Note the attachment points.
He swiveled Archibald around so that the rest of us could see his back and pointed out a triangular array of sockets in the same configuration as the structural lugs on the Magnifique.
One plugs into the other. They become an integrated unit. So we don't need furniture. No acceleration couches. Airbags in the suit will inflate to cushion our bodies during launch.
Impressive,
Saman said.
The only thing we won't be able to do in these things is sneak around.
Everyone looked at him blankly. He grinned and waved at Archibald's chest, all lit up with Speely feeds, alphanumeric displays, and status lights.
Pretty much rules out a covert operation,